This is Counterculture with Marie Buskey, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. Oinky was counting the days until the end of the year and the blissful weeks he got to spend away from the farmhouse, sunning his lard to a brilliant shade of pink and not having a care in the world. Today, however, that seemed like a lifetime away. The furore caused by Davy Piglet's plan to clarify aspects around the farm's charter and opposition that had been roused, mobilised and executed by the Kuni Kuni, was a bitter pill for Oinky. The sheep had rabbled around the Kuni Kuni cause as if their life depended on it, and anything Oinky tried to discuss or disseminate around the farm would be met with,
"But what do the Kuni Kuni think about this?"
Or,
"Does this respect Kuni Kuni rights and freedoms?"
Oinky's patience was certainly being tested, and idly he thought about whether booking another truck to the meatworks was in order. Meanwhile, Deb, the Kuni Kuni co-leader, was smug and self-righteous in the success of the campaign. Their plan, cooked up by Tama, was well on its way to success. Deb was an interesting character, not a Kuni Kuni at all as things turned out, but an old Irish grice sow. But with the aid of a bit of makeup, snout tattooing, oversized bone jewellery and a strange fashion sense, and enough bluff and bluster to fool the dim-witted sheep, Deb had become trans ovine. "I believe, therefore I am," kind of a pig. Deb learned long ago that it was all about who you thought you were, not what you actually are, that mattered. Facts are only relative to the fiction that you sow, and right now Deb was plant, baby plant, the seeds of dissent to any animal that gave her a moment's notice. And she was loving every minute of it. Oinky, however, not so much. He was out of depth on how to handle this pig, who had more steel in her spine and a sense of conviction that he could only dream about. The focus groups told Oinky nothing about how to handle this raw passion, unguided or not. Realising that the summer break was still too many trotters away to count, Oinky decided to console himself in a little escapism from Deb and Dave's brouhaha. The Black Bulls had been on tour, and a good game of bovey ball always put Oinky in a good mood. He settled in with Nicky and Bish with a few buckets of grain and some sausage rolls to watch the game being played over at Luigi's farm. And as the game got ready to start, it was then Oinky heard something in the pre-match warm-up, but he shook it off. Surely not the bovey balls. The game progressed, not the greatest win, but a win nonetheless. And on the post-match high, Oinky watched the farm's most revered team revel in their glory after their long tour away. And then he saw it. The black and red flag that had been filling his nightmares over the past several weeks. The separatist flag of the Kuni Kuni. There, on full display, held up high in the trotters of the bovey bulls. Bish blanched, Nicky coughed, and Oinky sprayed grain around the room in a violent reflexive action. Oh dear, Oinky's break couldn't come soon enough. Tune in next time to Kiwi Farm to see whether Oinky loses any more hair or sleep with the separatist movement, or will the holiday arrive in time to save them all on Kiwi Farm. Exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Chook Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.